This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry, Judge Julie, the bailiff, and moi. I sent an email out to Judge Julie earlier and I said it's the closest thing that I'm going to get to a Christmas party, so bring wine. But they were playing bridge. Back to drinking by myself again.
Oh dear.
Have you got no wine, Julie? No Sauv Blanc?
Yeah, I do, but it's in the fridge.
Don't talk to me about fridges.
Of course not. Well, freezers or anything else. Life's been exciting, has it, Barry?
It has. We've never had so many trucks on our road. We had eight of them, six of them parked on the paddock and two on the road. We got struck by lightning early this morning and a couple of transformers went out. The freezer wasn't going, the fridge wasn't going, and now it's still not going. Anyway, you don't want to hear all my problems. It's Christmas.
Yep. Oh, Santa's going to be pulling a big sleigh going to your place.
I hope so. It blew the modem, so I couldn't even record the Bridge Zone at the usual time.
Such is life, but we're very adaptable, and that's the best thing about the crew. Anyway, last week I set everybody a task to select, as a bit of a Christmassy thing and recollections of the year, your thoughts on picking a song about the other co-hosts. And I must tell you, that songs were picked were actually before I was born.
Oh no, that's just wrong.
Yeah. So who's going to go first?
You're the boss.
Let's start with Judge Julie, because I have found a new intro for her.
Okay.
Patrick, I shudder to think.
Patrick, your pick for Judge Julie was?
Here Comes the Judge by Shorty Long.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court's in session. The court's in session. Now here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Yeah, well, I'd never ever heard of that before.
The worst part was I actually picked that as well, but I was too slow.
Really?
Out of all the songs that were available, I'd picked that as well. And Mariana said, no, you can't have that. The bailiff's already got it.
What did you have to switch to then? You can't even remember.
What did I pick? I can't remember.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, that's right. That was it.
Bo Diddley. I've never heard of that person.
Danger's album. I'm looking at the tree. Danger's honey. I'm looking at the bee. You can't do the mother. I'm looking at the daughter. Danger's a book by looking at the girl.
Well, the one that I picked for you, Judge Julie, because we're always talking about you popping off as a director and you're always jumping from the North Island to the South Island. So I picked Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, she's always jet setting.
Yep.
You told me it was because of the height thing.
It could be a height thing, jumping up and down.
No, I don't jump up and down very often.
But it's
bailiff, the ones that we got for you. Now, Barry picked It Takes a Worried Man by Lonnie Donegan. Never heard of him.
Wasn't that 1961?
I wasn't Patrick, even a twinkle in my daddy's eye.
Yeah, but Patrick would have been born, but I wasn't. Patrick, when he's directing, he always looks like a worried man. Everybody's got to have a fair draw. He's a worried man.
I thought he was always cool, calm and collected.
Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Oh, it takes a worried man.
So what did you pick for him then?
It's Hard to Be Humble.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man.
Now, the reason I picked that war, because we were talking about claiming, and Judge Julie goes, yeah, and when Patrick claims, I just put my cards away because it's always going to be right.
I didn't quite say that.
It is possible. Occasionally, I might have said the wrong thing by accident, but I can't recall the last one, but I haven't got a 100% record the way you made it sound like that. I'm pretty good on my claims, usually.
Julie's one was...
Move It by East West Rockers. Honestly, I'm useless about all the music stuff. Move It by East West, which is Patrick moving people around the room. I was looking for music and terrifying, absolutely terrifying. There is a song sung, Patrick, I Am Awesome, the song. Those are the lyrics. And then the next bit of the lyrics is simply, listen to my backup singers, they agree with me, right? And I thought, no, we don't need to hear too much of that.
Are you sure you haven't got that?
I'm positive I haven't got that.
It's called My Name is Patrick and I'm Awesome.
Yeah. And those are the only lyrics. And it is just an appalling, appalling piece of music.
It just goes on like that for 3 minutes or something, does it?
I mean, well, not that long, but yeah.
Funny, funny. We have to listen to this song.
My name is Patrick, and I am awesome. Oh, yes, my name is Patrick, and I'm awesome. Back me up, backup singers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really awesome, yeah.
My name's Patrick and I'm awesome.
So where are we up to? Oh, are we saving Barry till last?
God.
Probably.
What did you pick for me, Barry?
What did I pick for you?
Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Made for walking.
Yeah, that's right, because she walks all yeah. over me. That's what, are you ready?
Boots? These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Judge Julie, I like hers. Hers probably relates to my A points. Maybe.
It was. That was exactly what that was about.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
It was The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Mariana's coming up to 175 A points and really wanting to get them, I think, before the end of the year, if I have that right.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
but
right.
I can't because we're too late and they're all booked out.
So The Climb, that's why I got that.
I asked around a couple of people. No one could tell me why Hamatoa closed off their Christmas.
Yeah, it seems surprised.
Julie, it's obvious. They heard that Mariana was stranded on 171 and they said, that's it, close the door.
It's over there, yeah.
We're talking about that. So does that mean, does it, because the switchover is 200, isn't it? So I'm still restricted open, is that correct?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the...
I'm pretty sure it works. 1st of January, if you're under 175, yep. You'll still be there, won't you?
Yeah, the 1st of January is when everything comes up.
Pepito's done you a favour.
You reckon? Anyway, Patrick's pick for me was I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. I like that song.
Turn around.
quite like that song too.
Yeah.
All right, we're all going to smash down on Barry now, then.
Yeah.
Do you want to announce your own?
I actually started off with Kemptown Racers because Barry and horses. Oh. But at the end of the day, absolutely couldn't resist Along Came Jones by Ray Stevens.
Well, I popped down in my easy chair and I turned on Channel 2. A bad gunslinger named Salty Sam was a chasing poor Sweet Sue. Trapped her in the old sawmill, sitting with an evil laugh. If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half. And then he grabbed me.
Help me, grab me.
He tied her up.
Help me, tied me up.
He turned on the buzzsaw.
Help me, turned on the buzzsaw. Help somebody, save me. Ow, ow, ow.
Woo-ha-ha, woo-ha-ha.
What year was that brought out? And that would have been...
Had Marianne heard of Ray Stevens?
Yeah, because she has. Wait for it.
Yeah, I did. Hang on. Along Came Jones. I actually had a look at all these songs. He sang it in 1969.
It's been around for a long time.
Oh, no, no, you're right. It says released 1st of January, 69.
There you go. Now, I quite like the Bailiff's song for you. I think it just smacks of Barry Jones.
Well, yes, but I chose the gambler. I'm not sure Barry does know when to fold them.
If you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. When the dealing's done.
That's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, it is. I'll take that one. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, it could slide over into racehorsing as well.
Oh, I think that's what he was getting at.
Yeah.
I don't think he was just talking about bridge. Well, maybe he was.
Yeah. I was a bit like Judge Julie, and I thought, because we're always laughing and having a joke, I came up with Ray Stevens as well, and I clipped
seems
the street.
Some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget sire. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Fast thing on 2 feet.
Boogity,
boogity. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gonna give us a peek.
It's the name of my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah. So that song was hilarious. Yes, so that was my mother's name. Was it?
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah.
You could just imagine the grief she probably would have got. There's Ethel, have you been moon today?
I don't think anyone would have said that to her. In all fairness.
Funny. Well, that
I think
was
it goes something like, "Don't look, Ethel. Yeah. Too late. She already got a free shot."
It's a very good song.
It is a good song. So I think we might have to change the intros. And like I said, Judge Julie, that Here Comes the Judge works in quite nicely. And I'll pick one of those ones for Bailiff as well. Anyway, I do have a question. I know we've said it before, but it still can be quite awkward. It's when declarer is sort of given up and they say when it's their turn, anything, play anything from dummy, you know. And yep. I know that the oppositions can pick, but if dummy just goes ahead and plays, do you call the director or do you just accept it and play on?
You call the director.
Mariana, when things go wrong at the table, what do you do?
Call the director. What happens if you don't know that rule?
How can you not know that rule? I mean, what do we say every single week for how many years? That is what you do. The director is there because when things go wrong, you call the director. So if you don't call the director and people proceed to do things, I mean, Patrick's best story recently was about having two dummies on a table.
That's a while back, yes.
And no one had called the director. You can ask him about that. That should keep people happy for Christmas.
How do you get two dummies? She's been harping on about calling the director. In fact, for the last 3, 4, 5 years, she's been harping about calling the director. And I think you must have sent her some blood pressure tablets for Christmas and you wanted to use them. That's why you've asked this question and said, what do you do?
Actually, we've got a new sponsor on the shop and it's Triton Hearing. No, but I probably could write to them and ask them to contribute. So tell us about your story, Patrick.
It's at least 3 years ago now.
Oh, is that normal sort of story? No,
two people thought they were dummy and both of them put their hands down and the table. One of them was right, but the other one has 13 penalty cards. Defender who put their hand down and they've got 13 penalty cards. That's a pain in the backside, 13 penalty cards.
Yeah.
Never had it happen to me. I know somebody told me that it happened to them once as declarer and they had a dummy and they had 13 penalty cards in one of the defender's hands and they said, it's really difficult playing three hands. It's hard enough to play two.
The penalty cards disappear quickly because when one suit is chosen, then generally everything gets picked up.
One in that suit.
Yeah. One in that suit, yeah. Mm. Right?
Okay.
So it's not so bad. When things go wrong, you call the director. If you don't call the director and people keep playing, then the director doesn't know that things have gone wrong, right? So you're not there to tell you what to do. I mean, you have to call the director to get the director to the table. If you talk about it afterwards, you can say to the director, but, I mean, it would be too late normally to change things. When things go wrong, call the director at the time.
Okay, I retract my question now.
Just tell me again what happens. These 13 cards go down in dummy, and on the first round, declarer calls for, I don't know, the ace of hearts or something or whatever.
So declarer can let the person play whichever card they want. That was legal, right?
Yep.
If they do. But if the declarer wants to specify a card, then that card's specified. And the other cards in that suit are picked up, so they're no longer part of that.
Oh, okay. So then it carries on, and when they get...
So you can wind up with less cards on the table.
So then when they get to the next suit, the same thing happens.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, okay.
But only if they...
Either the declarer specifies and the other cards are picked up, or the defender chooses from among the cards on the table, and then none of the cards are picked up because the declarer hasn't specified.
Mm. Hey, has there ever been a time when the declarer has forgotten and they think that they're dummy, and then dummy puts their hand and both the declaring side's hands are down on the table?
No, I haven't seen that.
I wouldn't be amazed if someone told me that had happened, but...
Sooner or later, all things happen. We've had people with 27 cards.
26.
Yep. 26 cards, sorry. Seriously, all things, at some point, all things happen.
Not really a problem if the declarer puts the hand on the table. They can just pick it up again, can't they? Or can they?
Yeah, they don't have penalty cards.
I've seen a card dropped on the floor, which is the King of Spades, and they didn't realise. And the next table didn't count their card, so they only had 12. And they played the whole hand without the King of Spades. I don't know what happened at the end of it, but they didn't realise anything had gone wrong. And they put the cards back in the board, and that got passed on to the next table, who then called me to say one of them had only 12 cards. And I know that happened because the King of Spades was on the floor two tables further back. So the table in between played it without the King of Spades. No one noticed. But the table in between, of course, got the result they got at the table because,
yeah,
the board's been played and gone and no one noticed. But, yeah, that certainly happened. I think I've had a more minor card that I found more than two tables further back. A couple of tables or even three tables in between played a hand with only 12 cards and didn't notice, but I'm sure that was a smaller card. Playing it without the King of Spades seemed a bit weird though.
Can't have been spades or trumps, and it can't have been a no trump hand, maybe.
I did have one thing happen this week that I've never seen before. And I'll say there's one thing that all directors will have seen happen occasionally. It brings up on the anomalies when the same contract is played at the three level in two different directions, right? And you'd be amazed how often three no trumps is played by north south, and also three no trumps is played by east west. But I had an improvement on that, because I had a ball this week where someone played four no trumps north south and someone else played four no trumps east west. Neither of them made it.
I'm not surprised by that, but what was the maximum number of tricks and no trumps that somebody could make? It can't have been many. Well,
the weird thing was that the hand with 20 points didn't double four no trumps. And had bugger all. The opponents had nothing much, except one of them had a lot of clubs. So I presume the fact that they had lots of clubs meant that they, big clubs in their partner, thought they had a bit better hand. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, I hadn't seen four no trumps played in both directions before.
Does the scoring system actually prompt an alert on that? Or
see, if you play spades, at least three spades in the north-south direction and at least three spades in the east-west direction, it brings it up and you go and check that something, if it's at the one or two level, well, that happens so frequently that it doesn't come up. You could put in the wrong thing and sometimes the program might not alert you to it. But generally, if it's at least a three level in both directions, the computer will say this could be wrong. And usually it's actually what happened. Both people had five spades and both overbid their hand and they played it in both directions. You'll be amazed how often that is the case. But it does alert the director to when there is a genuinely wrong.
Oh, well, that's good. Where's your question, Barry?
I'm out of questions. We're in the last week of the year. I've asked so many good questions, some of them which have not been appreciated by the judge or the bailiff.
I was going to point out, maybe we could say you've asked a lot of questions. I don't know about so many good questions here, but certainly a lot of questions.
Are there too many eye rolls this year from the judge and the bailiff? So I'm going to be quiet for the last week.
Really?
And that was only about the scores he brought back his teammate.
And what's your New Year's resolution, Barry?
He can't even remember last year.
Did I do that? Whatever it was last year, did I manage to do that? I can't remember.
No, I think you said you failed because you couldn't remember.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit of a tall order, but, you know, perhaps I could just become a better person.
Yes, I think there's plenty of scope there. I'm going to be very agreeable with you here, Barry. I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Do you think Julie should have a chat with Jenny about that?
Well, I think you should probably tailor it to say that when we go away on team events, that you are actually going to cook one night.
Oh.
Barry.
Oh, okay. Well, you could.
Would that make him a better person?
Not necessarily. It depends what he's cooking.
Well, my teammates might not agree with that either.
Yeah, well, you see, fortunately, when we went to Buenos Aires, I didn't cook any nights at all, which meant our score was much better than it might have been.
One thing I do know, that if he does tend to cook a meal, he's well-versed in using an air fryer.
I'll keep that in mind for February when you're coming up, because I've got an air fryer.
Ooh.
I actually wasn't able to cook because our cooks in Buenos Aires had an average height of around 6 feet.
And that's when Jumping Jack Flash was jumping.
I'm telling you, to get that average up to 6 feet, it took some doing.
I just had to check what Blair said when Stephen Burgess walked by at one stage. Apparently Blair's nickname for Stephen Burgess is Shorty.
How tall do we think Stephen Burgess is? He's pretty lanky.
6'7"?
Yeah, I was going to say around 6.5 odd.
I think so.
Where's he from?
Australia.
Originally New Zealand. Yeah. But Stephen's been in Australia for a long time.
Yes, I have got a question for the judge. Blair calls Stephen Burgess Shorty. What does he call you, John?
Julie. He calls me Julie, all right?
Okay.
Actually, right. The song Here Comes the Judge by Shorty Long, and maybe Shorty Long is Stephen Burgess.
Well, I've had a quick browse of him, and the Balclutha Bridge Club lays claim to him.
He's Ankeniel.
Right.
Is that where Stephen Burgess started playing, the Balclutha Bridge Club?
Yeah. And so did his friend Gerard Shaw.
I don't know that.
No.
So, Mariana, you started in Palmerston North. Yep. Julie started in somewhere down the deep south.
No. Oh, no. I originally learned at Kairangi, and I went through a second set of lessons 5 years later in Palmerston North.
Okay.
We know Barry started in Matamata.
And I started in the Hamilton Public Library. I read all the chess books in the public library because I played chess. And so I read all the bridge books.
You ran out of chess books
before I ever went to a bridge club.
What is that connection between chess and bridge?
Well, next to each other in the library.
They're sort of next to each other. But
okay.
I also had Dan and Howard who played. I had nothing to do with it, really.
All right, so all the best to everybody. Thank you for listening to The Bridge Zone. Barry, Julie and Bayliss, the last words.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everyone. Yep. And call the director.
If somebody else says not to call the director, they don't know what they're talking about.
But what they're looking for is more calls in the new year. Those little Julie legs are going to be running across the floor towards the table at a...
Here comes the judge.
Jumping jack flashes a gas, gas, gas. Well, thank you, crew. It's been a blast again. Barry and his mathematics said we're halfway through year 7. Is that right?
Oh, really?
I believe so. Yeah.
You've been doing it for a long time, Jules.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
I think it's 300 and something shows, of which Julie must be, she's certainly well over 200. I don't know how close to 300 she is. We'll have to work it out.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Adio. Have a good Christmas, and we shall see you when. See ya.
Okay. Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime. I just going down there to get a little snow cone. Here he comes, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there. Didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a dribbling. Made a jump shot, got out through the concession. I hollered up Ethel, I said, don't look at the... Too late, she done got a free shot. Grandstanded her right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
Fastest thing on
who's that
with?
Ethel, is that you,
he's
Ethel?
Proud
where do you think you're going?
Of his anatomy.
You get he gonna your give clothes us a on.
Oh, yes, they call him.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international nationwide.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.